Broadcasting from the iconic 299 Queen Street West.
Ladies and gentlemen, children of all ages,
please welcome
Virgin Mornings.
Love the mornings.
With Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
Very fun, isn't it?
Okay, let's go.
First day of September.
Oh.
Ooh, here we are. And it's 16 degrees. So everybody's like, wow, it feels like fall temperatures. No, it doesn't. 25 degrees today. So you can keep your fall wardrobe at home. Even though there will be a lot of people breaking it out today, including TJ, who believes fall starts today.
It does. Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's not true.
I have a theory.
Well, we know. And the theory is that fall starts on
today,
September 1st.
Yeah.
I believe it's the theory.
Yeah, I think it's actually the extent of it.
Do you have a byline for that?
Yeah.
Is there an
June
opening
period? June is Friday.
Paragraph?
July is Saturday. August is Sunday.
Agreed. So we are now officially Monday of the year?
Which equals fall.
Okay. Yeah.
Fair enough.
Well, that'll make everybody feel really good.
Yeah, everyone laughed at the scientists with this theory.
Global warming's not real.
Lots going on today, but let's check in with the crew. TJ, other than that, what is on your mind?
Oh, you mean being bullied by my friends? Fewer Americans are believing in love at first sight. 46% of people say love at first sight is a real thing, but just over 29% say it's not real. Here's the interesting part. The belief in love at first sight has dropped 9% in the last decade.
Oh, God.
So we're all loving love a lot less lately.
All of your news is very encouraging
today.
Yeah.
He's on a tear.
I like it. I like it.
TJ, is it that you don't like us? Is it you're upset that it's September 1st?
You know what you did.
Jax, what's up with you?
Well, my best friend is almost 9 months pregnant, and she's going to be having her baby very soon. And she asked me yesterday if she needs a backup in the delivery room. She was wondering if I could be that.
Oh, that's amazing.
And I was honored, but also...
You're horrified.
And should I be scared? Because she's been my best friend for 30 years, and 100%. I want to be there. But in case her husband, in case it's long labor, in case she needs a second, I may step in for him. And I was like, yes, of course. But then on the drive home, I was like, what am I doing?
Yeah, there's other ways that you can help your friend.
You can bring her a frozen lasagna.
Yeah.
No, honestly, I have to tell you that experiencing it myself with my ex, it was one of the most beautiful. It's not the biology class video that you see.
Yeah.
When you see it yourself and it's someone that you care about, and then that little baby comes out. Sure, you see some things that you aren't normally used to seeing. But I have to be honest with you, it's one of the most beautiful experiences I've ever seen.
Yeah. You're gonna make me cry.
I know, that was really, really sentimental.
I wouldn't pass up that opportunity because you will be bonded to that kid with that experience for the rest of your life.
All right, I'm a doctor now. Okay.
Scientist doctor, here we go.
Producer Leah, what's going on?
Yeah, okay, I just want to say big ups to Shaquille O'Neal.
Yeah.
Yes.
Do we understand why?
No.
I think we do. Yeah, we do. Keep going.
Okay, he was doing an interview yesterday where they asked him, who would you say, or which city has the hottest women? And he said, Toronto.
Hey.
He also said Dallas, but I only heard the Toronto part. So he knows what he's talking about.
Yes!
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Fall temperatures. That's what you're going to feel like when you wake up this morning and you go outside. It's not actually. It's like 16 degrees. Feels like 19. Going up to 25 today. Though the rest of the week, too, looks amazing. Like, there's no rain in the forecast till Sunday. But you'll still hear people talking about it. And of course, there is an article right now saying, get your sweaters, because according to the Weather Network, we're expected to be near or slightly below seasonal for the middle to end of next week, meaning...
Chilly Willy.
Chilly Willy.
Yeah. So what's Chilly Willy, by the way?
Well, this is the funny part about this article. It's like, we'll only reach 20 degrees.
Oh, yeah. Freezing.
But you know what happens when that happens, right? Like the first little miniature dip of this.
Oh, sure.
If you go 5 hours south of here, if you're in like Pittsburgh or everybody waits on fall till like October. That's when it starts for them. But for some reason here, we're like, you know what? September 1st hits. And the TJs come out, and they're like, this is when fall begins.
Yeah, it's over.
And I have bought my fall wardrobe. I spent all August curating it, and now it's time for it to come out.
The men put on their Zara peacoats.
Yes!
Yes. And the city becomes one again. It's true. It's true.
Women put on their oversized scarves.
Yes.
I put on my Blundstones.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, my God. Well, I haven't done any shopping, so I'm like, man, my summer wardrobe is my fall wardrobe.
You just wear t-shirts all year long.
I do, because I'm too hot.
Yeah,
but he gets to switch to his fall t-shirts.
Yeah.
So I've got more earthy colors in my palette for fall, for my fall t-shirts.
You look more like a centerpiece of Thanksgiving dinner.
So anyway, we just wanted to let you know that despite the crazy headlines, it's still going to be over 20 degrees next week and probably the week after as well.
It's always so hot in September
it is.
Here. Yeah.
It's listen, if school didn't start in September, I always say this, September is another month of summer.
Absolutely.
It just only applies to you when you're an adult.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's also the first day of fall today. So
no, it's not.
What could you possibly know?
It's 99.9 Virgin Radio. This is Virgin Mornings with Olivia Rodrigo.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Hybrid dating. Is it the new normal?
Is that where you just date in a Prius?
TJ, everybody.
Oh, you know good what? Morning.
You're having a good morning, I have to give you
yeah?
that.
Yeah?
Now, Axios, which is a site that like literally tracks humanity.
Yes.
That's what they do. That's their literal job. They got a new article talking about hybrid dating and how it will be the new norm. That's where some of your dates are virtual and some are in real life. And, you know, what they're saying is it's less of a commitment. If you don't like the person, you can just log off and you don't have sure. to, like, have your friend fake call you so you can get out of an awkward
yeah,
social situation.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
This claim your Wi-Fi went down.
Yeah, 100%. Virtual dates are also apparently a lot cheaper than regular dates. Now, I am curious about, because, like, virtual dates is, it's like Zoom or FaceTime,
yes,
right?
Yes, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I almost wonder if, like, I understand that, you know, that it's cheaper or whatever, but can you really get a feel for
no.
a person on a FaceTime?
And that's the problem that I have with it is that, like, it's a good idea because you can, you know, see what they're like, not in just photo form, but you can't actually get, like, and I hate this word, but you can't get a vibe of somebody
yeah.
over a phone. You can't.
Yeah, I agree with Jax. I think the first date, it's important, or at least the first meeting should mm-hmm. be in person. Yeah. Afterwards, once you kind of have an established vibe, then you can learn a lot about someone through a FaceTime.
Yes. Like if you both can't get together that night, but yeah. you want to chat or something like that, that's cool.
Yeah.
But like, I feel like you got to meet them first.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah.
I think so.
Because I don't think, there's a lot of people, like when I was on Bumble, there's a lot of people, and this always weirded me out, like almost right away wanted to switch to WhatsApp.
Yeah.
And I was like, nah, I don't want to give you my phone number.
It's getting encrypted, baby.
And
yeah.
there was a couple yeah. people were like, let's yeah. FaceTime, like right now.
Yeah.
And I was like,
yeah.
no.
Yeah.
And the reason is that I always felt super uncomfortable with
yeah.
that. And I just didn't want my phone number to get out there. But I also feel like there was, there's probably some smartness to at least talking to the person first for
yeah.
like 15
yeah.
or 20 minutes.
Yeah.
I don't hate that idea. I think it's probably safer too. But then after that, you should hang up and get out in person, right?
After 2 days, I usually, like when I was online dating, just give my phone number out because I'm like, I don't care. I just want to text. If I actually like you, we'll just text and then I'll just not ever text you again if I don't. I do have a friend though that like, and she has had some bad luck with some garbage men, and she swears by online dating and then taking it right to FaceTime because she's like, I want to, that she thinks that you can get a vibe that way, and she's like, if you're a weirdo, I can tell immediately over FaceTime. And she weeds out those weird men. She
right.
does, yeah.
That's an interesting theory
yeah.
because if you just surprise someone with a FaceTime, they don't have time to kind of get their environment
yeah.
ready, get themselves ready.
Yeah.
You're catching them at their worst.
I honestly, I'm like, that's borderline rude. But maybe also I'm the kind of guy like that if you call me out of the blue, I almost feel like that's rude. Do you know what I mean? Even my friends, I'm like, yeah,
yeah.
why are you calling
but
me
But you right? call us out of the blue.
Yeah. Well, yeah, sure. But I want to talk to you.
Okay.
No, if you don't know the person,
yeah,
calling them without
call
like
them.
A heads up, can I call you?
Give them a heads up.
It's 99.9 Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
A free show in Toronto will let you watch a man perform in a bubble. And it opens this week. He's just in a bubble.
Okay, what is he doing in the bubble?
He's miming. Le Bulle is a silent, hour-long outdoor show in a bubble tent coming to Toronto from August 31st, yesterday, to September 5th. The performance features Perrault, who from inside his bubble connects with the audience through mime, dance, text.
Oh, cool.
Even drawing, and without uttering a single word, according to the website. He dresses in what can be described as a cross between a mime and a clown with a frilly white collar, billowy white shirt, and pants with white face paint.
Why do I feel like this turns into a horror movie somewhere?
No.
It sounds like it could.
Right?
I'm actually yeah. interested. Like, this sounds kind of cool.
Does it?
Yes, it does.
You would go?
I am so...
I'm starved for art.
I'm so starved for any sort of entertainment at this point. No,
Jack's the person who's like, Nuit Blanche is good.
I do like Nuit Blanche. I do like Nuit Blanche. We go through this every
Nobody
single
likes
year.
Nuit Blanche. People just like getting high.
No, yeah. I don't like getting high. I like Nuit Blanche. No, I like art and I like being interested by it. And then I also like being perplexed and angry by it. So I'm interested in this.
I think with Nuit Blanche, you're perplexed and angry by the people who attend Nuit Blanche.
It's so busy. But Nuit Blanche, that's my only
That's
problem.
Why Nuit Blanche sucks, Jax. Yeah. You even said
no,
that.
No, I like the actual exhibits.
But the but with this guy, I just... Like, listen, I'm sure he actually puts on a great show. If the guy's touring around the world during COVID, he's obviously had some demand. But it's you have to admit, it's a little odd, right?
It's very strange.
It is odd, but I bet it's entertaining.
Okay.
Oh, the show's a metaphor because we just spent like 2 years in the bubble.
That's right.
Yeah.
You didn't pick up on that?
Art. The show's going to take place at Berkeley Castle Courtyard if you're interested.
Neat.
Okay.
All right, boys, we have a date. There it is. We're gone.
I'm busy.
Virgin Mornings
with What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Mississauga is getting a brand new movie studio, and because of it, jobs for 8,700 people.
Incredible.
Wow. Mayor Bonnie Crombie said, "We're so thrilled about the potential of building another film studio to Mississauga and what it could mean for the city in terms of jobs creation and strengthening our film and performing arts sectors." The 15-acre site is going to be turned into the largest movie studio complex in the province. "You're not so great, Mississauga," said Brampton. Because in Brampton...
Why are you making this about Brampton? Yeah. It's so funny.
I'm from Brampton.
I am from Brampton. Yeah. And Mississauga ain't so great.
Brampton's always talking about Mississauga. Yeah. Mississauga is not talking about Brampton.
Yeah. What's that thing?
That's
that
so
meme
true.
Where it's like, you sick of me, and the other guy's like, I don't even think about you at all.
Yeah, it's like everybody in Ottawa versus Toronto, man. It's the same.
Carlton the Bear, the Toronto Maple Leafs' beloved mascot, who Jax thinks looks like, quote, a sad little bear.
I think he looks depressed.
Well, I mean, he's a Leaf fan.
Yeah.
True. That's fair.
Some hard miles.
Yeah, I think he looks sad.
Just won Mascot of the Year.
Oh,
Yay, Carlton.
Well, it's not... Okay. Of the NHL's 30 mascots, it was voted the number one favorite mascot, but it was surveyed... They surveyed 2,000 fans, and they're all Canadian. And they were asked to rank from 1 to 5. Number 2 was Buffalo's Sabretooth, and number 3 was Arizona's Coyote.
What's that one that looks like a Muppet? I like him.
Oh,
the new one.
Gritty?
Yeah, I like
from
him. He's fun.
Yeah.
He's fun.
Yeah, Gritty's for the children. I'm going to make the same joke everyone else is on Twitter, which is, yay, they at least won something. They did it. Donda is set to become the biggest selling record of the year. According to Hits Daily Double, Kanye's latest project is hurtling towards an opening... of sales of around 350,000 by the end of this week, including 50,000 in digital sales. Whew. They even said that on the second day of streams, they had less than a 10% dip in listens, which is pretty low. And it's going to beat out Olivia Rodrigo's Sour, which opened at 297,000.
Somewhere Taylor Swift is in the woods going, I'm going to release Folklore Evermore Part 3.
Yeah.
And every song will feature Bon Iver, and then I'll outsell them.
That's right.
And she will.
She has to be the highest selling person every year.
Yeah. Yes.
She must.
Taylor well, she put out 9 albums last year. So.
She did. It was insane. Well, good for Kanye. That's great.
Yeah, that's cool. That's what's trending. I'm TJ.
Thank you, TJ.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
We love a good celebrity slap fight. Now, this is a little one-sided, but... If you were invited to the party, and then you show up at the party, and they say, we didn't invite you to this party, you'd be mad.
Very mad.
And I feel like if you do a verse for somebody's album, especially an album that's an hour and 48 minutes long, and you still get cut, that's a problem. That's Kanye West's new album, Donda. It's an hour and 48 minutes long. It's longer than The Avengers.
And especially
like,
when,
oh my gosh.
And especially when, like, it's not like he didn't put anybody on it. There's a ton of features.
Lots
on
there is.
There's a lot of people.
And producer Leah said every other song is good.
Yeah.
So that's why you don't have a 28 song album. You have a 14 song.
That's right. 27 tracks on there, right?
It's enough. But Soulja Boy is upset because I guess he did a verse for Kanye's album and actually shared a screen grab of Kanye texting him and saying, hey man, like, you're a genius, like, I want you on this album, we gotta work together, I want to work with you with The Gap, because Kanye's got that partnership with The Gap.
Yeah.
And then Soulja Boy didn't make the album, and so he's been going off for about 48 hours now. And
I love it. I hope it's another 72 hours, quite frankly.
It's been funny to watch. Obviously called him a clown and a bunch of things that I cannot repeat. He said, you need to apologize to Taylor Swift.
Yeah, I mean, he's not wrong.
And you know, you really wore that Trump hat too. You're corny. And then he's like, if you ran on stage and snatched the mic from my hand, I would have knocked you out on MTV.
Okay, that was like 12 years
ago. Now, I also don't think that Taylor Swift is going to punch out Kanye West. Like, I feel like there's maybe...
No, but like imagine she did.
Yeah, it'd be great.
It'd be pretty sweet.
And then he said, I was the first rapper with Kim Kardashian, not you. And he posted a picture of him and Kim like years ago. Yeah. Now, I know people love a good train wreck, and that's what this is. But I sort of... I love Kanye's music. Kanye, the person, I'm not sold on. But I also feel like Soulja Boy's playing a little sour grapes here. Like,
no,
like
I
he
love
just
it.
Didn't include you, right? Like, yeah. I feel like,
and I'm
feel
sure
like
he
it
still
doesn't
got
make
paid.
Soulja Boy look good, right?
He surely got paid for the verse too, right? Like, he probably got paid.
No matter what, yeah, you always get paid for it.
I love it. I also think that he's just trying to be relevant and hopping on the Kanye train at this point. Yeah. But I think it's funny, and we need some entertainment. And a lot of the stuff that's been surrounding Kanye's album has been dark. So this is kind of funny.
It's interesting.
It's, every day there's a new story about the Kanye album.
Yes.
And it came out already. Yeah. Like,
I read an article last week saying that he has made millions on just delaying the album because so many people are so interested in Kanye West things. And remember, the album was delayed, what, 6 times this year? Something like that?
Something like that.
And it was like, oh, it's going to come out? No, it's not. So people were, you know, talking about when it was going to come out, tweeting about when it was going to come out, and people obviously bought a bunch of Kanye merch and all that stuff. So he made millions by just not releasing the album.
Well, and we were just talking about the trending. It's poised to become the biggest selling album of the year. And if you want some comparisons, Ed Sheeran's playing on an album this year. Olivia Rodrigo, who is burst on the scene, had the number one album before, and he's got over 100,000 more sales than she did. Just that. And Taylor Swift puts out 19 albums a year.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, it's pretty good year. Kanye,
like,
but...
you say what you will about Kanye, man. Like, God knows what he's doing.
Soulja Boy sure did tell him, didn't he? I've been thinking about it
Turn
all
your
night.
Mic off.
Go
sorry.
Home.
I'm sorry.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
September 1st. Here we are. And TJ has a theory. And every September 1st, he likes to tell us about this theory.
Here we go.
And, you know, first off, you need to know that he's wrong. But
listen, this TJ, is a scientific show. You can't just spew out your bias before I get to unload my hypothesis.
Yeah, you know.
What is your hypothesis?
September 1st, welcome to the first day of fall, baby. It's over. Sorry.
I'm looking it up here.
Look it
no,
up.
No, I'm aware, but it's wrong.
Because when I look up first day of fall on the internet,
every
single link I see says Wednesday, September 22nd.
Yeah, it's wrong.
Yeah, because that's the first full day.
Because that's like actually the day.
It's September 1st. Because let me put it to you this way. I see June is Friday, July is Saturday, August is Sunday.
TJ, you
meaning that September is Monday. Start of a new week, meaning it's a weekday,
which is
back to work.
Just because you have a metaphor for the summer feeling like a weekend really doesn't mean that that's right.
When you were in school, summer technically, like summer holiday, technically began at the end of June, right? Like June 25th, whatever.
Yeah.
Then you would have July and August.
Yep.
Did September ever feel like you were still in the summer when you would go back to school?
Well, no, but...
Oh, thank you. No, that's it. But triple nine, double nine.
The interesting thing about school is that after you get out of school, it doesn't really apply to you anymore.
TJ, you've been out of high school for like 12 years, man.
Yeah,
like,
that trauma lingers. Yeah.
I graduated high school in 06, so it's been a while.
Listen, you're wrong.
TJ, so, but like factually, we're not. But.
So here are the stances, okay? Yeah. And this is what we want to know from you. Are you Team Jackson, Adam... which is team
right
literally the dates
like so factual
September 21st is always the last day of summer, and I always say we waste September because after Labor Day, like, I live near the beach and people just stop going.
Can I ask you,
like,
why?
I don't understand
why do you think that is though?
Well, because school starts, but even on the weekends.
No. Is it maybe because everyone agrees that it's fall and nobody likes going to a beach in the fall? It's more of a summer
but Labor
activity,
Day's
perhaps.
Next weekend, so
right. I know.
Not today, TJ. Which is the first?
And no, then
the
first. And then on top of that, you know, so you waste that week. But so anyway, are you Team Jax and Adam, which is the date? What's the actual date? Or are you Team TJ? Fall has started for you today.
Oh, my love. You're not going to like these texts,
text
TJ.
Text 289. It's spooky season, babies.
It's not spooky season.
And it sure is.
It's 99.9 Virgin Radio. To get in touch with us, it's 9999 or 416-872-9999.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
According to TJ, and maybe you,
Fall has officially started as of this morning. September 1st. Now, for the rest of the natural world, fall starts September 22nd. That's the full first full day.
Well,
last day of summer is the 21st.
To the actual calendar, that's how it works.
Right, and I always feel like people throw September away because it's always gorgeous all the way through. And it's probably like one of the months with like the least amount of rain.
Mm-hmm.
And yet here we are being like, well, it's fall already.
Fall.
Now, what are the techs saying at 999-999?
Shockingly, there's a lot of agreement with me.
Team TJ.
Team TJ. From the 416, Team TJ all the way. Summer's over. Fall clothes are coming in. Starbucks fall drinks are in. It's fall time, baby.
Are we basing this on Starbucks?
Really? Yeah. Well, and they started, what, last week? On the 25th?
Yeah, but at one point, they're going to start in July, so we can't gauge
yeah,
it on
really.
One year, they started on, like, the 18th.
If we went by, like, how the dollar store puts things out, then it's Christmas.
Yeah,
that's true. From the 416. So I've always been jealous of people who have summer birthdays for about 21 years. My birthday is September 11th, and when I was 22, I threw a birthday bash and made it fall-themed instead of summer. You know, just embracing my season. And my friend brought it to my attention that September 21st is technically the last day of summer. Best news ever, I'm a summer baby. Team Jackson Adam.
Thank you. You are a summer baby. Happy summer.
That is right.
From the 416, it's my birthday today, and I'm, shockingly, with TJ on this one. It shouldn't be. I have great theories. another one from the 647. Team TJ, bring on the leaves and pumpkins. It's spooky season. I just want you guys to know I definitely won the text line, but I want to read this one from the 289 because it's very funny. Sit your pumpkin spice ass down. I'm not done with my margarita.
Does that text beat out all the other texts just on its own?
You know, it counts for three texts.
I must. Yeah. The sass was high.
I love it.
It's Ed Sheeran, Virgin Radio.
Virgin Mornings.
With What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Did you see all the Drake certified lover boy billboards all over the city? I know everyone's talking about the ones in Young Dundas Square, but they're even off the Gardner as well. They feature lyrics from tracks off his upcoming album, which is coming out on Friday. They include, should have said you love me today because tomorrow is a new day. Something other than me has got to give. And what is already becoming a fan favorite, I don't miss, let alone miss you. It's all written in like pretty fun font. I guess Kanye's also had a bunch of like Donda billboards up as well.
Yeah, I drove through Young and Dundas this morning, and actually TJ and I are going to be going after the show, and like they're right beside each other, and it looks like a war. It's actually pretty intense.
They know exactly what they're doing.
Kanye put out his Drake's address.
When you're on vacation.
I saw a couple of TikToks, people being like, Kanye thinks he's being sly putting out Drake's address. And then the girl was like, if you're a moderately good-looking woman in Toronto, you've been to Drake's house for a party.
Yeah.
That's true. That is very funny.
That's true.
Fewer and fewer people believe in love at first sight. Yay!
Okay.
46% of people say love at first sight is a real thing, but just over 29% said it is not. When the same poll was done 10 years ago, 55% of people at the time believed in love at first sight. So it's dropped 9% in the last decade. What a fun, sexy survey.
Saying this?
Do you think that maybe that has something to do with the fact that a lot of people see each other for the first time on, like, social media?
Maybe.
And, like, you know, when you... The love at first sight thing is like a vibe, right?
Yeah.
You have to, like, feel that.
Yeah.
And you can't feel that over a screen.
I still believe in it. I think it's a real
thing.
Yes.
Did you fall in love at first sight with your girlfriend?
I hadn't seen her on anything before I met her. Like, we hadn't met online. So, I would say that was love at first sight.
Love at first sight?
I would say, or, like, really intense chemistry at first sight. Like, I was like, who are you? Yeah, because we met through friends at a park.
Yeah.
I remember being blown away by Val when I first saw her. Mm-hmm. And it was actually because we were in Hoops Bar and Grill, which is a basketball bar.
I was there with TJ that night, actually.
Oh. Yeah.
It was funny because we were supposed to meet a friend from Calgary. And TJ's like, hey, it's nice to see you. It's been a couple years. Anyway, who's this Val person? Yeah. And he spent the whole day talking to her.
Yeah,
she had a boyfriend.
How quickly did you follow her on social media?
Oh, TJ had a girlfriend. I don't even think I was in the Uber and I was trying. Yeah, I did. Yeah.
Still liking her photos though.
Hey, I'm saying it. I saw it.
I saw you liking them.
Yeah.
All right.
Oops. Hey, fall temperatures are here, so break out your scarves. We've already agreed that it's basically fall, but they're saying it's going to start to feel like fall starting next week. But listen to this. They're saying it's going to reach 20 degrees. So,
Oh, no.
Sweater weather. That's what's trending. I'm TJ.
Oh, it's cardigan season, everybody.
Yep.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Now, we got to talk about another Toronto king. That'd be Drake. And Jax's obsession with him. If you've listened to the show at any length.
I love him.
You know that Jax is obsessed.
But yep. you, if you don't know that, now you do. She goes by his house. I remember
no,
actually guys, when
you do. When, it happened twice.
Well, and the funny thing was like she went by his house when it was being built. Remember, because he bought those two lots, he smashed them together, built the enormous mansion, and like there was obviously always security out front. And Jax was like walking down the street and like
no.
And nobody walks the street on the bridal path.
No, hang on.
Nobody walks the sidewalk on the bridal path. And there's Jax walking along the street, and the security's like, stay away.
It was back on the Scorpion tour, and he had to cancel a show here in Toronto, and I was worried about him, so I wanted to bring him flowers out front of his house.
Sure.
So that's
how far did you get?
And they probably thought you were a bomb.
He wasn't there because it wasn't built. I had no business there.
So here's the thing. Okay. Jax feels like she sees Drake everywhere.
I love him. He's within me.
And
it's like, you know, when you've been looking at a new car and then you see that car everywhere.
Yeah.
How Jax feels about Drake.
So speaking of cars, Jax, that's why you thought you saw Drake yesterday.
Well, I keep an eye out because I know he's home right now. And I was driving on the QEW yesterday, and Drake, as you know, is very wealthy. And I saw this gentleman, this very fancy car, a fancy Rolls Royce.
Mm-hmm.
And
what color?
It was black.
Well, that would be Drake's color palette, yeah.
And it was very fancy looking. I don't know a lot about cars, but it looked like it had a lot of money, you know?
Yeah, four doors or two?
It was four doors.
Fancy.
And he has a driver, right?
Okay.
So
car or SUV?
What's that? It was a car.
All Rolls Royces are.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, TJ.
They're like tanks. Yeah. They're huge.
Yeah. It was glorious. So I sped up a bit to get a little closer. And then I made sure to stay close because I wanted to see if he was in there. And I got closer and closer and safely closer. And then I realized that it wasn't Drake. It was an elderly white man.
You waved, though.
I did wave.
Now, did he wave back?
No.
And you waved when you thought it was Drake.
Well, I just waved because the back. So here's the thing, was that the back was tinted.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, maybe he's in the back and like just there's somebody driving. So I started waving like just in case he could see me and then like roll down the window or something. But as I came up closer, I realized that it wasn't like just a driver. It was just an old white man and like his wife in the seat. So
they were
like,
going to 14 hours.
Yeah, both of them weren't his chauffeurs.
I'm not going to lie. The Rolls Royce demographic tends to be
a little bit older.
What you just described.
Either
old white
Drake
man.
Or old white people. Yeah.
Now,
I got so excited.
Here's the problem I have with this story. TJ, maybe TJ will back me up on this one.
Probably.
Where Jax's logic is flawed on this is she sees expensive car must be Drake.
Yeah.
What that's a leap, Jax.
That's
a leap.
I think you saw what
you live
wanted
in Toronto.
To see.
There's Rolls Royces everywhere here.
If I see a G-Wagon, I don't think it's Drake. Mm-hmm. But guys, listen, I need something to believe in.
Yeah.
And you know what? You wouldn't take hope away from a small child or bird, would you?
Yeah,
don't take it away from
you. You're 33 years old.
I'm a 33-year-old gay woman. Stay away from Drake. Like, get out of here. I love him.
Rolls Royce must be Drake.
Oh. Yeah. One day.
Yeah, she's going to show us, man. She's manifesting it.
And we're going to take a picture together, and it's going to be
He's
going to
be like, I heard you were looking for me.
Yes, I hope.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
It's 99.9 Virgin Radio, Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax. So Jax sees a Rolls Royce yesterday on the QEW and tries to pull it beside it because she thinks it's Drake.
I knew it was Drake.
An older white couple who was, really, let's be honest, that's Rolls Royce's key demographic.
Going back home to Oakville.
Exactly.
I was so close, guys, and you're just jealous.
Now, we did get a bunch of text messages talking about this.
Yeah, from the 905. Jax, if it makes you feel better, my boyfriend and I were driving around Toronto a few weeks ago, and we were at a red light, and Drake legitimately pulled up beside us in his G-Wagon, followed by four Escalades to security.
It's going to happen.
So he drives around with four Escalades for security. That's crazy.
Yeah, so I won't get close.
I can't afford one Escalade.
Yeah.
From the 289, I was in Drake's neighborhood last year. As I was sightseeing and dreaming of all the mansions in the area, a black Mercedes got behind me really close and could tell they weren't impressed with my slow speeds. The truck revved really loud and passed. As it passed, I looked over and it was Drake and a few others. He made it clear he wasn't impressed with my 2010 Dodge Caravan and speeds in his neighborhood. For one second, I impacted Drake's life, and I've never been so happy to be hated by somebody.
Wow.
I want to look him in his eyes.
Now we actually we do have one here. Did you see that one with the what? Drake does have a Rolls Royce.
Oh. Yeah, he does. I know he does.
You want me to read that one?
Yeah, please.
Okay, so from the 416, Drake's Rolls Royce actually has a cross on the front rather than a Rolls Royce symbol.
Oh, yeah, because he did that collaboration.
I'm a driver, but not for Drake. And it is, so I was wrong. I said Rolls Royce only does cars. They actually do have an SUV, and it's called a Cullinan. But their cars are so big. I can only imagine how big that SUV must look.
Oh, yeah. It looks like a... This is going to be a really gross comparison, but it looks like a hatchback. Like it doesn't
look like a truck.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So if you see a Rolls Royce with a cross, probably tinted windows, I would expect too for privacy.
Oh, for sure. But you guys laugh, but when I start my friendship with Drake and we look back on these years, you'll be jealous. Okay. Yeah. You'll be jealous.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't think it's going to happen for you. I love you. I just don't think
we're going to get along so well. You just watch. Okay.
It's Virgin Radio.
Virgin Mornings
with What's Trending.
And this is What's Trending right now.
This hour of What's Trending is brought to you by Cineplex. Cineplex has introduced CineClub, the movie lover's monthly membership for $9.99 a month plus tax. If you love movies, CineClub is for you. Join at cineclub.ca. Drake has his billboard set up in Yonge Dundas Square, which is where you'll find Jax after the show just staring up at them with love in their eyes.
You're coming with me.
Yeah, I know. I got to play security. They feature a bunch of lyrics from his upcoming album, Certified Lover Boy, which is coming out on Friday. They say, should have said you love me today because tomorrow is a new day. Something other than me has got to give, and whether it's becoming everyone's favorite already, I don't miss, let alone miss you.
It's going to be so
good.
It's going to be so good.
Fewer people believe in love at first sight now than ever. 46% of people say love at first sight is still a real thing, while just over 29% say it's not real. Here's why this is interesting. 10 years ago, the same survey was done. 55% said they believed in love at first sight. So it's dropped 9% in the last decade. I blame Instagram.
Well, I think I think we do see, like, it depends on what you consider first sight. Like, is first sight their Bumble profile?
Mm-hmm.
Honestly,
because that's not real, and also people put up expectations or like Instagram.
First, like love at first sight is supposed to be like a vibe you get when you meet them, and not meet them over Zoom or FaceTime. So I can see that; it makes sense.
When I met both of you, it was love at first sight.
It was not.
It was.
You and I bonded, and I remember that.
I knew I loved you before I met you, said Savage Garden.
I met Jax on St. Patrick's Day, so the first time we went out together, we got rip-roaring drunk, which is why we've been best friends ever. That bonds you, you know?
The first time I met Adam Wilde, we hugged, and our ears touched. Yeah. And I said, our ears touched, we're going to be best friends, and I was right.
That's true. We had a blast. We also got rip-roaring drunk.
Bill Street Brewery.
Yeah.
Fall temperatures are coming next week, allegedly, so get your scarves out. And by fall temperatures, they're saying in Toronto, it could hit around the 25-degree mark.
All right.
Yeah, well,
anything that's
fall,
below 40 at this point, I will take.
Yeah.
It's like a breath of fresh air.
God.
That's what's trending. I'm TJ.
Thank you.
Thanks, TJ.
You're welcome.
All right. Your drive to work, not used to that new traffic bed. All right, your drive to work this morning is looking all right. Definitely not a lot of tie-ups. A little bit of congestion happening. Eastbound 401 collectors just past Weston. The right lane there is slow, but beyond that should be good. If you have any updates, and you can let us know, 999-999, shoot me a text. Get ready for football season on DAZN. Stream every NFL game live and on demand. You can start your free trial at DAZN.com. DAZN, game changed. Today it's going to be warm, 25 degrees and sunny. It's 8:50. I'm Jax.
Thanks, Jax. How would you like to win some fries or whatever you want from McDonald's? A $100 gift card up for grabs right now. All you got to do is text fries and your full name, the 999999 right now, and smell those world famous fries.
We should make you text McPizza so they bring it back. It's Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
You may not be aware of this, but over the pandemic, you may have learned a hybrid date. Kind of sounds like it sucks, doesn't it?
It sounds futuristic, like you're dating a robot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah, we're not far from that, are
robot
we?
Robot dating.
I think any new term that emerged over the pandemic makes me feel like the worst part of the pandemic, which is kind of yucky.
Yeah.
Hybrid dating is essentially when you went on a date on Zoom, or you went on a date over FaceTime because you couldn't get together, or you were deciding, okay, if I'm going to do this, are we going to quarantine?
Mm-hmm.
Remember that? Where you'd be like, okay, so we're both going to quarantine for 14 days, and then we're going to get together and literally live together.
Yeah.
TJ, so, you did that.
Yeah, Val and I did that. That's basically how we dated. She was from Peterborough, so we did that.
And then we were...
distance for a bit too. That was super fun.
Yeah. Oh, I bet it
was. You know what's the best part about starting to date someone new is when they leave you for a month because they can't come over.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
That's awesome.
Great time.
Yeah.
Before I started dating Michelle, I was supposed to go on one online date, and I never ended up doing it.
Online
date? Like a FaceTime date. Because you were meeting people at the beginning of the pandemic. Remember this? You were meeting people. Mm-hmm. And then they'd be like, hey, do you want to FaceTime or do you want to watch a movie together? And it terrified me. I was like, no, I'd rather meet you.
So what was the plan?
They wanted to watch a movie.
What movie? Do you remember?
No.
Were you going to order food?
Far.
Like, what was the, where do you, where
they
were you
just
guys
like
going
wanted
this?
To chat a little bit on FaceTime and then start watching a movie together.
I
and
I
got
I
cold
do
feet
that.
And I didn't do it.
There was that website or there was the add-on
for
Netflix where you could both watch the same movie at the same time.
Right.
It would sync up and you could just watch the same screen.
And she was a sweet girl. I just couldn't do it.
Well, and she would have never called Jax back because Jax talks through movies.
That's true.
You
I
know,
do.
That's
I
a fireable offense.
Was
I
this the one that loved energy drinks?
What's that?
Was this the one that loved energy drinks?
TJ, don't do this.
One day we'll get to tell the world about Monster
about
Energy
Rockstar.
Drinks.
Don't call her
Rockstar. Rockstar.
Don't call her Rockstar.
Roxy.
She was really nice.
Yeah. I bet she was.
So always chugging a Rockstar.
Yeah, high energy, that one. Yeah.
She was nice.
You know, it's good that Jax canceled that date, but at least got to meet Rockstar, right?
Yeah.
How did this become me?
I forgot about Rockstar. We have got to tell stories.
Yeah.
It's been a year. We can probably tell stories now, can't we?
I'm sure we can.
I bet we want to play some music now, don't we?
Oh, we do. It's your boyfriend. Drake, 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Virgin Mornings
with What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Here's a joke everyone's making on Twitter this morning. The Toronto Maple Leafs actually won something.
Hey.
As Carlton the Bear, the Leafs mascot, just won Best Mascot of the Year. Jax thinks that Carlton looks like what again?
He looks depressed. And I get it, like, he's a Leafs fan, but, like, he looks sad. I think he needs a new costume.
Some people are questioning the survey as they only asked 2,000 people. And a lot of them were Canadians. Carlton came at number one. Buffalo's Sabretooth came at number two.
Cute.
And Arizona's Coyote at number three. Philadelphia's Gritty mascot is terrifying, but also should always be number one.
I was going to call him Grizzy.
Grizzy?
He's Grizzy. He's so cute. Yeah, he's so cute.
He's for the children. Kanye West, Donda is to be the best-selling record of the year. With sales, they think it's going to hit around 350,000 by the end of its opening week. To put that in perspective, Olivia Rodrigo's blockbuster debut album, Sour, opened to 297,000 in May. They also said that his second-day streams dipped less than 10%, which is very, very impressive. You can have whatever feelings you want about Kanye West and how annoying he's been and however you felt about this album rollout, but it's working.
Daddy's
and
selling.
It's big. Mississauga is getting a movie studio and jobs for 8,700 people.
Fantastic.
Mayor Bonnie Crombie said, "We are thrilled about the potential of adding another film studio to Mississauga and what it could mean for the city in terms of job creation and strengthening our film and performing arts sectors. It's a 15-acre site. It's going to be the largest movie studio complex in the province." And as someone from Brampton, I can just say that you're not so great, Mississauga.
Man. The great thing about people from Brampton is they're always talking about Mississauga and comparing themselves to Mississauga.
Yeah, yeah, you tell them, TJ.
And then people from Mississauga are like, we don't really think about Brampton.
Yeah, you should, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, what about us?
You good Brampton?
Yeah, Bramley City Center. Square One can suck it. That's what's trending on TJ.
God.
Is it Heart Lake Secondary you went to see?
That's right. I was a Heart Lake Hurricane.
Yeah, that's right.
Even though our mascot, it was more of a tornado-looking creature. So they called it a Hurricoil.
What?
Like, that's not a thing.
No.
What is a hurricane?
It's hard to make a tornado. Come on, let's be real.
Yeah. So then eventually it just became an H with a bunch of lines around the end.
Good, good. We settled.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Hey, we'll see you tomorrow. Shannon Burns is up next.
Ciao.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.